In bass fishing, a lot of times what happens is there's a lot goes on behind the scenes. And with me today is Krista Heidgerken, and you are a coordinator for the Freshwater Group here and for Evinrude, and busy schedule for you.
Yeah, the season kicked off in January with the FLW Tour, which is the bass tour that Evinrude sponsors, our platform for fishing tournaments. So, yeah, we're busy.
Well, you know, when you look at what goes on, and everybody sees these guys in their shirts and all the stuff that happens, you know, they got baseball cards or whatever it may be, but there's somebody in the back room that's taking care of that along with contracts and everything else.
That's right. I'm the little mouse behind the scenes that chisels away at the cheese and makes sure everybody's got their shirts on, they're wearing their hats, that they've got their trading cards, posters are done, they show up at the show, they've got what they need. Kind of like a big mom over everybody.
You know, it's in this sport, you'd think it's kind of a man-driven sport, but in reality, a lot of the people that are in the industry in positions like yours are female, and they've got a way of being able to manage. There's no difference between men or women in this particular position.
No, you know, I look at my competition, and the people who do what I do over at, for example, Mercury or Yamaha, they're both male, but I think I'm the only female actually in the tournament's position. And, you know, I think for what we do, we just really need to be very detailed people. It's managing the contracts. It's all the details that go on behind the scenes. So as long as you're a strong, detailed person, you'll be fine.
Well, you know, I had the opportunity going up to Evinrude, you know, in the new plant and all that kind of stuff. I've never seen a cleaner plant. You know, when you walk in there, you think, you know, it's going to be oily, greasy, that kind of stuff. But it's high tech now at Evinrude, and you guys built a plant in a very short period of time up there that's state of the art.
Yeah, you know, I always joke with people when they tour through the plant. I always say, you know, be prepared. You can literally almost eat your breakfast off the floor. That is how clean the manufacturing facility is. And, they put the plant together in a little less than a year. Most people might remember that Evinrude and Johnson, they were manufactured down in Waukegan, Illinois for years. And back in 2001, when BRP purchased the OMC brand, we moved the manufacturing facility up to Sturtevant, Wisconsin.
What a great spot right out on the lake there, and you can go out and test and do the things you need to do. But one of the neat things with Evinrude now, no break-in period, 3 years, you know, you don't have to have any warranty service, or unless you'd have warranty service, you don't have to have any service on the motor. You know, it's a two-cycle outboard, but it just puts out no emissions at all.
Yeah, that's right. You know, a lot of people, they're a little thrown off when you say 3 year no scheduled dealer maintenance. And so the dealers look at us initially and they're like, wow, 3 years and that customer's not going to be bringing the outboard. We're saying, hey, listen, you guys, you know, this is additional time that you now have in your dealership to sell outboards. You don't have to putz around and worry about servicing this guy's outboard. You've got time to sell on the show floor.
Well, the other thing, no break-in period. I mean, you know, in outboards, as long as I can remember, and I've been around this a long time, no break-in period's unbelievable.
Yeah, which is great for the recreational, whether recreational angler or boater. You know, especially in the Midwest where I'm from, you have such a short window of time to spend on the water. And when you have to spend 10, 12 hours breaking in an outboard, you know, that might be an exaggeration, but most people only have maybe, within a summer, maybe 25 hours on the water tops. And if you have to spend half of your time breaking in your outboard, that makes a pretty short summer.
Well, when you look at now, you've got a pro staff that's phenomenal, you know, and you look at the events that you're involved with, FLW in particular, but Bassmaster as well, and you've got guys that kind of cross over. You're on the road a lot.
Yeah, you know, our season really kicks off in January with the FLW Tour down in Clewiston, and then we are on the gas, literally. Now with FLW adding the new series, which is great, it gives us another platform for us to showcase our product, so we're very pleased with that. So you throw in the series, the Bassmaster Tour, with the additional events they've added this year. We literally start early January, which most people don't know, and you know, we're on the gas until probably late November, so it's nonstop. Yeah.
Well, you know, when we look at the sport, you know, from a media perspective, we look at all the things that are going on, you know, the displays and how your product's presented. Not only do you have a great product, but you're presenting it very well.
Yeah, you know, actually here at the Bassmaster Classic, the display that we're using is the same display that we've been showcasing throughout the country at all of our national boat shows, and we're pretty proud to say that we've won the best in show at every boat show that we've been to. So, yeah, the marketing display and the presence that we have with the infomercial hitting the markets while we come to town really is a package deal for us, and it's working well.
Well, Krista, when you think about, you know, the sport itself and where Evinrude was, you know, when you talk about Waukegan and that kind of stuff, and then Bombardier and now BRP, you know, you look at the whole evolution of Evinrude. You know, Evinrude's been a mainstay for, you know, many, many, many years, but you're really on the cusp of having some very unique things happening. I mean, when you look at a two-stroke motor that doesn't put out the, you know, as much emissions as a four-stroke, you start thinking about, man, this thing is going to be really big for us.
Yeah, you know, it's been an exciting probably 3 years since we launched the E-Tech product. We started with some of the smaller, the E-Techs, the horsepower 90 through down to 40, I should say. And it's really been a great 3 years for us. It's interesting to see customers now who are on the water, and they might be fishing in XYZ boat, but they're more interested in the E-Tech, and they're like, geez, I've seen that advertised, I've heard a little bit about it, now I actually get to ride in a boat that's rigged with an E-Tech. So yeah, the marketing emphasis behind it and the brand awareness, it's out there, so it's great.
Well, crisp and clean, I think, is one of the first things I think about. And, you know, you look back over the years, you know, I think the first outboards that anybody ever ran, you had really basically two models. You had a Mercury or you had an Evinrude. And now you guys are ratcheting up what you've done with this new E-Tech. And it looks like to me that you guys are making a big, big splash in this business.
Yeah, we are. You know, we just launched the mid-range horsepower this past year, so that's been going well. Now the entire line of Evinrude from 40 all the way up to 250 is nearly complete. We're working on the smaller horsepowers as we speak. So, yeah, you know, the Evinrude line is all E-Tech, and we still have the Johnson, some of the four-strokes. So, you know, we have the Johnson brand and now Evinrude, which is all E-Tech.
Let's talk about pro staff a little bit. You know, you've got a pro staff, you know, 29, 30 anglers, something like that, on both saltwater, freshwater, and walleye. And, you know, you got a big job there.
Yeah, you know, I work with the best of the best in the industry. I mean, I feel really fortunate and blessed with the people that I work with. You know, they always say surround yourself with the best and it'll make you look good. And, you know, I can firmly say that I've got the best group of anglers that are out there competitively fishing today.
Well, you look at how they present themselves too. You guys have a big, you know, it's a big push towards the red, white, and blue, which I absolutely love, and the fact that, you know, now you've got the technology, you got the great anglers, you know, you got the great showcase. What else is in store for Evinrude?
Oh, you know, we've got a few things up our sleeves. We'll see here. You know, I don't want to let the cat out of the bag right away, Terry. Well, you know, you're going to have to hang tight here for a little while and you'll see. But, you know, just this year we actually added a couple guys, some bigger names in the industry. Rob Kilby now is running Evinrude. David Fritz, which is a great addition for us. And, of course, George Cochran. Everybody in the world knows George Cochran. Just, you know, three class acts there. So we're very pleased to have them on board and running E-Tech.
Let's talk, if we can, just for a minute or so about the Federation. You know, you look at what's happening with the Federation, kind of a split now. You know, it's TBF and the Federation Nation. And you guys are actively involved in both of those as well, because you have a lot of guys that are running your product that fish those type of trails.
Yeah, you know, it's an exciting time for FLW, especially with the alliance that they've made with the Federation, because that just gives us the opportunity to showcase our product to a lot of guys and gals that perhaps weren't ever all that familiar with Evinrude, and especially now with E-Tech. And for those that were, it just kind of reemphasizes what we've been doing already. But, yeah, we're really excited about that opportunity. You know, it brings a whole new avenue of people to our product. So we think it's going to be a good deal. So we're pretty happy about it.
I'm going to reflect on one more thing. I got to go into the dyno room back at the plant, and they had all these engines running at, you know, Mach speed. You know, that you break them all in kind of when you get them at the plant. And that is really a cool deal, because, you know, every motor's run pretty hard in that dyno room, and you start thinking about it. When you get it and it comes in a box, it's ready to go.
Oh, yeah, that dyno room. I mean, they test to fill the product in there, and, you know, we will not ship an outboard until it's ready to be placed in the marketplace. So that's definitely one of the final stages of manufacturing an outboard, is that dyno room. You got to make sure that everything is tip-top, and it is pretty cool to go. So if anybody's ever traveling through the Sturtevant, Wisconsin area, I know they do give factory tours. I think it's Tuesday morning. I would call ahead and ask, but yeah, you can arrange to have a factory tour and experience the dyno room yourself.
Well, absolutely great to see you, and we look forward to working with Evinrude here in the future, and you guys just keep raising the bar.
Well, thanks, Terry. I appreciate it. Yeah, we're working hard, and we think the customer knowledge and the whole marketing campaign and everything that we've got going is pretty strong, so we feel good about it.
Well, I'm Terry Brown, and this has been Bass Fan Radio.